This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown time is 7 minutes after the hour. Welcome in to the next to the last overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio for this year. As a matter of fact, I think next week we'll have the review for the year, the top 15 items. But for now, Michael Harrison is joining us as usual, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with a list of the stories and the people that have made it this week, according to your review, going at the stations and the hosts and that sort of thing. So, Michael, will you take us through it, please?
Yeah, we're squeaking out yet another week before the big countdown of the year. And, holidays don't matter anymore. The news remains intense. Number 10, we have our traditional NFL and NBA action. At number 9, the Masterson rape allegations, as the sexual misconduct stories just roll into an informational tsunami. At number 8, we have Trump and Clinton's approval ratings. At number 7, the California wildfires. At number 6, the North Korea nuke threats. At number 5, U.S. life expectancy falls, I think, for the second year in a row. At number 4, the terrible Amtrak crash. At number 3, the Trump-Russia investigation. At number 2, the U.N. condemns U.S. Jerusalem recognition. And number 1, the GOP tax reform bill passed. The 10 most talked about people: Jerry Richardson at 10, Danny Masterson at 9, Vladimir Putin is 8, at number 7 is Kim Jong-un, Hillary's at 6, Robert Mueller's at 5, number 4, UN Ambassador Nikki Haley, or Halley, at number 3, Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell is at 2, and Donald Trump is at number 1. It's been a very interesting week.
What a great phrase. Informational tsunami.
I
wish I'd have thought of that.
I don't even know where those things come from.
I know. Isn't it funny when you come out with those things from time to time? Every once in a while I hear myself and I wonder, where the heck did that come from?
Yeah. Well, I don't know where any of our thoughts come from. You ever think about that? Where do our thoughts come from? But, you know, I don't want to get into a whole metaphysical thing here because I know you're interested in that. But,
and so are you.
I am. But, you know, it relates to it. What we're doing now is a different kind of radio than, say, scripted radio.
Yes.
Where when you listen to, say, an all-news radio station, the person is reading, and they know you know, and you know they know that they're reading. So there's a certain formality in the way it's presented, the way I'm talking to you right now.
Mm-hmm.
But this is spontaneous radio. There are people that script. There are people that have talking points and notes. That's part of the prep. But the fact of the matter is you've got to be ready at any moment to be spontaneous, and that's where the action is. That's where the action in talk radio is. When you think about it in your mind, as the words are flowing out of your mouth the way mine are now, there's that little fraction of a infinitesimally small moment where you have to decide, is this word appropriate or is that word appropriate? What do I mean to say?
And the process is different now than it was when you and I got started doing this in the 70s. When we were on the radio first in the 60s, I was on the radio in the 60s, and now what is passable, what can be used, what can be said on the air, and I think this is what really you hit something that's very important that people need to kind of realize. The people that they grew up around, a lot of the great radio stars, were the entertainment quotient was the fact they had these fresh, weird minds.
Yes.
And that's not valued anymore. As a matter of fact, it's discouraged. And so there are very few people. Every once in a while, I feel like I get away with something. But it's the way, you know how Johnny Carson used to ask people, these questions that nobody else could get away with, and it was the way he asked them and the look on his face.
Right.
When he said to Dolly Parton, "I'd give a year's salary to see what's underneath there." And we all knew what he was.
Now? Yeah, if he did that now, they'd put him in jail.
Yes,
Sue him for psychological distress.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Be horrible. Yeah, yeah. But go ahead.
Excuse me. Could you imagine, you know, switching to the Me Too movement? Because what you're saying, of course, is fascinating, and people who listen to this show, I think, appreciate a little behind the scenes.
Yes.
And I guess we could sum it up by saying, we are not talking machines. We are human beings. This is not pre-recorded. You are listening to human beings spontaneously thinking and speaking. But that aside, back to the Me Too movement, which is one of the most important issues of the year that's not partisan politics, even though it has become tainted by it, is my friend the other day was saying to me, boy, am I glad I've been around the block and that I'm no longer a young guy out there trying to make his way in the world. I can't imagine what it's like going out on a date or having a girlfriend or being out there in the dating scene with all of this stress and pressure.
Isn't that interesting? And it... I haven't really thought about it that way.
Think about it.
But wouldn't make any... The age... It's irrespective of age.
Well, but when you're in your 20s and you're feeling your oats and you're finding your way and you're trying to figure out how do I relate to the opposite sex, you know, when do I kiss a girl? Do I kiss her at the door when I take her home? Who pays for the bill? Who asks the person out? Can I have an office relationship? Can I meet a girl or a woman? Can I meet a guy at work? When work is where you spend, you know, 80% of your social life and business life, it's a whole new paradigm, and it was tough enough as it was. And I'm not saying this as a comment on the Me Too movement. I'm talking about it as a result, as a byproduct of it. It's got to be very difficult now for people to navigate the turbulent waters of relationships between the genders.
Do you remember back to the first time you kissed Bernadette? Bernadette is Michael's wife.
Haven't done it yet. I'm working my way up to it.
Okay.
She's a very, very traditional girl.
Yes,
there's no messing with her.
Okay. All right. Well, then I'll dismount, regroup, and attack from the rear. That was a perfect answer.
And she's listening to this.
I'm sure she is.
She's out.
Sure she's going to chuckle out of this.
She's out running or something. She's one of those athletic
very
types.
She
hears us.
Yeah, good. Well, she'll come back in the house and have something to say.
Oh, I'm sure.
No doubt about it. All right, so we're going to go. I'd like to sort of parse this down. That's a word I never used before either until Bill Clinton. Did you ever use that word before Clinton was president? Parse.
You're normal. Only when I was playing songs with parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme.
Okay.
Put a little parse in that salad, all right?
We have too many like experiences under the circumstances. But it's good because it kind of brings our camaraderie to the surface, and that helps people to relate to, as you've just said, all of the spontaneity. Michael and I we've known each other for decades. We've had many hours on the radio together, and they've all been, as we get a little older and more experienced, they get better and better, if I do say so myself. And we don't, you know, I don't say to him, let's talk about this during the hour, and he doesn't say to me, I want to talk about that. No, it's just where it goes, which is the purest form of great conversation, and we are suffering because the lack of spontaneity, even though this format, which is the most, again, another year of it being the most listened to format on the radio, it still doesn't have that same bite that it did when there were guys around like Long John Nebel, Gene Shepard, even some of the local guys who went from music to talk, but that era, and I don't mean to bemoan it because it isn't, we deal with reality. The reality is that it's a different sort of tone that's set these days, and we've become more focused on the issues than the personality, and that's kind of too bad because the personalities often were the reason that people listen to the radio. Now, people listen to the radio to hear things that they agree with. Do you, is that, you know, like somebody that says
and much of the programming is targeted to audiences to give them what they want to hear.
Yeah.
So that takes away from the, hey, this guy Long John Neville is quite a weird character. Let's put him on. And a lot of people might be attracted to listening to a weird character as opposed to this guy spouts a certain form of politics that there's a whole bunch of people they want to hear because it affirms their own bias.
We come from the era of weirdness, ladies and gentlemen, just so you know.
Yeah, but we're still I don't want to leave that note on people thinking that we're still locked in the era of weirdness. I'd like to think about what's coming up next and greet it at the station like being early for a train. I don't want to live in the past. I want to be aware of the past.
Okay, this goes back a long time, and I hope that the reference makes some sense, a valuable imaginative tool here. I remember being on a panel 20 years ago at one of the talkers' conventions, and somebody asked me, as someone who is, and I say this humbly, as a pioneer in doing a syndicated talk radio program, because this work that I do on the air is in its 30th year of being in syndication. So this person said, how do you know what to do next? And I said, I remember this like it was yesterday. I said, I always am looking over my shoulder to see what's behind me, to see who's coming up behind me so that I know what to do next to stay ahead of whatever it is that they're doing, those people behind me. Mm-hmm. And it more prominently was displayed in my early interest in having a lot of women on the air, discussing women's issues and taking the point of view that women have, which is different than men, obviously, Mars and Venus. And that it hasn't ever really, it's actually never caught on to the extent that I wanted. But, you know, there have been all kinds of experiments in doing a women's network and having women. It isn't so much that we know how to talk about what the issues are, but have somebody talking about them. Hello, how about some women? The problem was it was always men talking about it. It's like men always make up their minds about what the laws are going to be regarding abortion and stuff like that instead of women who are the ones that are affected by it. You know,
so basically what you're saying is you're ahead of the curve in terms of predicting that there would be a market for women.
Yeah, I hope
as opposed to everybody ought to have a working girl. Line out of a play.
Yeah, right. All right.
I think it was a funny thing happened on the way to the forum. Check it out, folks, on YouTube. It's called Everybody Ought to Have a Maid.
Everybody ought to have a maid. Everybody ought to take time out now for some R&R for a moment as we have a couple of important announcements. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen at 18 past the hour.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
Geico presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Belinda Collins, live on the scene of a recent kitchen fire. Here to describe the event, a refrigerator.
I was just chilling, keeping some lettuce and dairy products cold, when the toaster starts shooting sparks. Next thing I know, he lit a cabinet on fire.
Did you try and stop the flames?
I'm a refrigerator, not a fireman.
Your refrigerator can't help with a kitchen fire, but the Geico Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Go to geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Celebrate the new year on a new floor at Lumber Liquidators year-end flooring clearance sale. Save big on over 200 floors. Get the lowest price of the year on our thickest water-resistant laminate and wood-look waterproof flooring. Get pre-finished hardwood up to 35% off, bamboo up to 33% off, and take an extra 15% off clearance in-store. Get more from 49 cents while supplies last, plus professional installation and special financing. Don't wait. Get your local Lumber Liquidators today.
Ah, the sounds of the holidays. But when you have a million things to do, they can sound much different. So Staples is here to make all those sounds merry sounds. With great deals on laptops, tech accessories like keyboards, earbuds, and modems. The latest modems. Staples has great prices on just the right tech solutions all season long. Staples, more holiday fun, less holiday hassles.
We'll be right back. We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, it does. 23 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, wishing you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. The program will continue into the new year much in the same form as we have been doing it for years and years, with a focus on some of the stories and the people that are making news, or news talk would indicate that we're talking about what's in the news. Yeah. And one of the things that is very, very important, I think, this week, you have it at number 5 on the countdown, life expectancy falling, and the reason for it falling, all the people that are hooked on opiates, who have had, in some cases, an operation, and they've been put on the opiates, and they become hooked on them.
Yeah.
And so the numbers that have gone down, last year 42,249 people died of opiate poisoning, if that's what it is, a poison. That's more people than died from breast cancer.
Yeah.
41,000 Americans died of breast cancer last year. 42,000 died of drug abuse. Boy, that's a story, huh?
And you also bring up a point that we don't often prioritize the real dangers out there. This is a serious health problem and a major social problem, and we've got to do something about it. And, you know, it happened insidiously. It happened because doctors and Big Pharma prescribed all these drugs and didn't think about the consequences.
Well, they don't think about the consequences. Think about it this way. It usually, any good scientific, any physician who's a scientist will tell you it takes 30 years for a society to really understand the impact of a new drug to fix some kind of malady. So if you want to take Viagra as an example, for some reason there was some information about that floating around this week, and I think back to Bob Dole and his commercials, and when that all went on was the research started in the 80s. I think the drug first became available in the 90s, but nobody really knew what the impact, they knew the immediate impact of what it was all about, but they didn't know what would happen to your bodies if you used it a lot down the road. 30 years from now, what's going to happen to your body if you keep taking Viagra or Cialis?
You'll be a very happy 120-year-old.
Maybe that was a bad example. Maybe I should have come up with something else. But, you know, some of the statin drugs, for example, you don't know what the impact's going to be of those. The immediate impact is good, but what happens 30 years from now, after you've taken that stuff for 20 or 30 years, to the rest of your body. And I think that you can apply that across the board.
Yeah. One of the big problems with prescription drugs, that along the lines of what you're saying, that they don't talk about, is that the drugs are tested by the feds for only a certain amount of period. Yeah. In other words, it's safe to use for 6 months, or it's safe to use for 3 months. They don't know how safe it is to use it for a year, two, three, or more.
Right.
And a lot of people are on drugs for years and years and years thinking that it's FDA approved, right, and it was only approved for 3 months.
Yeah. All they hear is FDA approved. They don't look at the nuance between the lines, whatever small print there may be.
Right.
So in terms of the small print, as far as average lifespan, 78.6 years now, down from 78.7 last year. Women, 81.1 years is the average expectancy, 76.1 for men. This is the first time since the 60s there was a multi-year drop. And I'm trying to remember what happened. Now we blame it on the opioids. What the heck was going on in the 60s that would have caused a reversal in the extended years? Do you remember what it was?
Maybe the Vietnam War. I don't know.
No, that hadn't started yet. I was thinking that, too. It didn't start until 64.
I don't know. All I know is it's an average. You know, people actually believe that people became elderly in their 30s and 40s back when that was the lifespan. And it was only because of the incidence of infant mortality. Mm-hmm. People didn't become old at 40 and then die of old age. They died because they fell to a disease or were eaten by a lion. You know, so this stuff is very it's very misleading.
And they had the Spanish flu or whatever was going on.
Yeah, it's you know, people could go, oh, God, now I'm going to die 2 years earlier. It's not necessarily.
No, you're going to become a statistic. No question about that, because we all become a statistic. But are you going to become a statistic? The feeling that I get is that those of us who have taken care of ourselves will live longer lives, productive and healthy and happy. But yet there's so many people abusing themselves. That's kind of what gets in the way of the stats. 28 past the hour.
Jim Pee Wee Martin of G Company in the 101st Airborne Division speaks about what it was like during World War II defending people's freedoms he didn't know and in a place he couldn't even pronounce.
I saw a little sign said Bastogne. That's how ignorant we were. We didn't even know how to pronounce the name, didn't know what country it was.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I've never felt more alive.
Disclaimer, GEICO cannot guarantee you will feel more alive. You either possess functioning respiratory and circulatory systems, or you do not, or you are a zombie. If you are indeed a brain-starved zombie and you would like to save money on car insurance, the GEICO legal team applaud your excellent life choices, even in your shambling afterlife. But we strongly encourage you to visit GEICO.com or download the GEICO app. Please stay a minimum of 500 feet away from our large and presumably delicious, delicious brains.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
67 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent
fine handcrafted cigars,
conceived in liberty and dedicated to
locally hand-roasted gourmet coffee,
that all men are created
to enjoy hand-cast and finished collectibles from Getty's gear. Give the gift of great gear, celebrating the spirit of Gettysburg. Visit us today at gettysgear.com. That's gettysgear.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
After the hour now, the familiar sound of the talk radio countdown show music, which brings us together. That is the togetherness that you hear from Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen, but also togetherness from people who really enjoy listening to our discussions about what's going on in the world of news talk radio. We go through the lists every week, come up with things. I'm surprised there isn't a Christmas story on here, but you said something at the beginning of the program which is so apt. We don't seem to have a hiatus from the craziness. The stuff that is going on in, you know, the Amtrak crash, things that are happening in Mother Nature, things that are happening in political circles. It's mind-blowing how much energy there is around activity and things going on.
I'm sorry I interrupted you. And there's no stop in people's personal and private and business lives.
No.
It's you know, what's happening on the macrocosm is happening on the microcosm. Yeah. People don't get away from work that easily anymore. Mm-hmm. There's a price to be paid. And if you do have a job that's cut and dried and you leave the work behind, a lot of people have the fear that they won't have their job waiting for them
because
when they're
not connected to it.
Right,
if
exactly.
You feel connected. Okay, I'm still
producing, so the boss is going to like me.
Right.
I discussed something this week on the air that suggested in the next 8 to 10 years, there will be a huge increase in the number by the year 2030 or something like that. 40% of people will do work out of their home, will not have an office to go to, not have a job place. They do everything out of their home. And I find that interesting but not unbelievable because of how much change we've seen just in the last few years, not only along that line, but just in to sort of, I think, to put a face on that, the way you discussed how we're all tied, it's the technology. It's the fact we have a computer, we have an iPhone, we have the things that are at our disposal all the time. And so we feel like we know what's going on. Last night, when I got off the plane, I was walking down, and one of the flight attendants was in front of me, and she was weaving around back and forth, and I was trying to walk around her because I wanted to get outside and get on the bus. But she kept walking in front of me. I would go to the left, and she go to the left. I go to the right, she go to the right. So I sort of was passing her on the right, and I turned over and I looked at her, and she looked at me with this sort of strange expression, and I said, "Excuse me, I'm just trying to get around you." And she looked at me, and she sort of laughed, and she had her iPhone in front of her, and she's walking along at a clip, and she's reading stuff on the iPhone, and doesn't realize even that she's bobbing and weaving from the left to the right and getting in the way of people who are behind her.
Just like somebody doing it when they're driving.
Same thing.
It's like being a drunken driver or a drunken pedestrian.
Yeah.
You know, in some cities now, it's against the law to be a pedestrian and have a handheld device that you're looking at.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to text or read your phone while walking on the street because you see them coming a mile away. Walk on the streets of Washington. Walk on the streets of Boston. Walk on the streets of New York. I was recently in London. It was really prevalent there. You see people coming right at you. And you say, they're not going to move. They're not looking up. They're in another world.
It's so selfish.
Phone zombies.
It's selfish. It's selfish. Selfish. So, all right, let's get back to a couple of things here that I think are worthy of note, with the number one issue this week being the tax reform bill having passed and trying to understand what it means to you and to me and to folks who are trying to get a handle on what the tradition has been and how much of that tradition is going to change in terms of filing your tax return, what can you deduct, what you can't deduct, and that sort of thing. It is going to change dramatically. So along with that, the Republicans were crowing about getting this done and how the economy, the old James Carville, it's the economy, stupid. They think they're running on that in the midterm elections coming up next year. And because the economy is good, stock market is strong, everything is going to be copacetic and that people will vote their pocketbooks. So I wonder about that because there are, I think, is it 24 or 34 more Republicans in the House than Democrats? And the Democrats are trying to figure out how they can win a majority just running against Trump. They think that's going to be the secret to their success. But the Republicans say on the other side, well, no, hold on. We just passed this major tax reform. Look at how much better off you're going to be. Whether you are or you aren't remains to be seen. It depends on who you are and how much money you got. And then the health thing. We're going to fix that, man. Well, so far, I saw that 8 million people signed up under Obamacare this year in the sign-up period. I didn't see any. But he signed up under Trump Care.
Did you? And Trump is saying that Obamacare is imploding, yet it's expanding. So talk about fake news.
Right.
I think that I could sum it up by saying two things. One, I don't understand economics enough, especially when I haven't read the bill that takes over 10 hours to read it loud.
1,000 pages.
So I'm not going to go on the radio here and be so irresponsible as to tell our dear listeners, here's what I think of the bill when I don't have a clue and nobody else does, okay? Nobody does.
They always vote the bill and they fix it later, the famous words of Nancy Pelosi.
So the celebrations on the part of the GOP is political, not economic, and that is that they got something passed as opposed to what it is they got passed. All talk about how this is going to be good or bad for the people is rhetoric. We will find out the proof will be in the pudding.
Yes.
And as to what will determine the midterm elections, that has yet to manifest itself. We don't know.
Well, Trump says he's going to start working with the Democrats next year. That's his New Year's resolution, to work with the Democrats. And maybe he sees that as, and again, when I say maybe he does, all of these people are pundits who say, Trump means this when he says that. How do you know unless you're in his head, no matter who it is? That's why these talking heads are such a waste of time on, especially television, these people. Well, this is what Fred said about Trump. It's nonsense. It's all just so much gas and hot air.
Yeah, well, they're about as nonsensical as people who try to tell you which way the economy is going to go.
Yeah.
You know and what stocks to buy and what to invest in. And then when it goes the
Bitcoin.
Opposite way. Yeah.
Did you see all the stuff about that this week? As a matter of fact, the government, the SEC, put trading in Bitcoin stock on hold because they don't understand it. It's on hold till after the first of the year because nobody knows. I keep asking this question. A friend of mine came to me this week, Michael, said, hey, got $100? I said, yeah, I got $100. He said, well, go to this website, put $100 down on this Bitcoin stock, and tomorrow it'll be worth $220.
Yeah.
I said, are you sure? He said, yep.
Yeah.
So I didn't do it, but he did. And the next day he came and showed me. There was my $100. Now it's $220.
Yeah, but how do you get that $220 back?
Well, I don't even know what you do with Bitcoin. Do you? What good is it? What is it? Unless you're buying things on the dark web and somehow it can be used as an exchange. It doesn't make, I don't know.
Yeah, but again, my common sense tells me it can't. Anything that seems that good can't be real, and it has to be based in some type of tangible wealth. Now, I'm not saying I'm for or against Bitcoin. I'm saying that I have not run out to buy it, and I don't regret that.
Well, I have some friends who have been talking about doing it, and then I think holding back is probably a good idea. I think you can make some short-term money on it. If you're a day trader, you watch the thing from the beginning of the day to the end of the day, I think you make some money on it. But I'm not suggesting that you're long. If you expect something long-term to come out of that, I think you're nuts. You better be investing in Amazon and Google and, you know, stuff like that. If you want long-term Apple, that stuff, but don't be putting in Bitcoin at this point anyway.
Yeah. I may be very old-fashioned, or maybe I'm just a very, very conservative, but I think it's immoral to invest in anything you don't understand. I think that's gambling.
It's a way of
gambling. And you know, you're taking your money and your children's futures and the future of the people that work for you, with you, and your spouse, and you're gambling it on something that you don't have a clue about because you think you're going to get rich quick. Mm-hmm. I think that's immoral. I think it's just like going to the track or going to a casino.
What about buying lottery tickets?
I think absolutely. I think it's if you do it, you know, if you put $10 down and you can afford to lose it. I'm talking about putting money into something that you can't afford to lose because you're sure it's a sure shot because your friend told you.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons that the government has cracked down on trading for the time being is not so much they don't understand it. It's that there are all these websites and all of these very shady trading companies that specialize in Bitcoin that are not legitimate. The thing is ripe with scam. So they have to get a handle on the whole industry that has sprouted up to take advantage of ignorance and greed out there.
It's really the Wild West. It really is when it comes to this sort of thing. All right, before we're done with politics, I want to take one more trip down a road in Virginia, as a matter of fact, where this week a single ballot put the control of the Virginia House in limbo. There was early in the week, there was a recount in the 94th House District, and it went to a Democrat, I think, initially. And then there was a cry for another recount, so they found two votes more for David Yancey, and he became the winner. So now, literally, one single vote has put the balance of power in limbo in the Virginia House. And I think this is such a harbinger of what's to come. Elections get closer and closer and closer because people don't know what to think. They don't know what to believe. They don't know what's going on. Am I right or not?
Yeah, and you know, they could do recounts forever, and there'll always be one vote difference.
Right, exactly.
Which only shows you how inaccurate elections really are when it comes down to that. Maybe there should be a law. It's got to be at least a 3% or 4% difference.
That's an interesting experiment. Wouldn't that be interesting?
Yeah. Well, you know, there's no answer to this problem. It's a problem that we have to live with and figure out how to get around it. But there's no answer because there's no way to really have an election that is so fine-tuned that it comes down to one vote and you could be sure that is one vote difference. You know that it's impossible to do that. It's a messy process.
It sure is. 45 past the hour, Talk Radio Roundup, Talk Radio Review, Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, introducing you to a remarkable product, Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies. And to say it's amazing, it's kind of an understatement, actually. Balance of Nature provides the nutrients of 9 to 11 servings of ripened fruits and 11 to 13 different vegetables. A capsule for each in the morning and a capsule for each in the afternoon will enhance your immune system 700% in a week. Man, that's a claim and a half, isn't it? But think about it. Your immune system is so important, especially this time of year. Why fool around? Why mess around? Your mother said, eat your fruits and veggies there, Benny. And maybe you haven't, because I'm sure nobody listening is taking 9 to 11 servings of fruits every day, or that many, if not more, vegetables. But you can get them in the dried powdered product that is a part of this capsule that you take 2 in the morning and 2 at night. One fruit, one veggie, morning, night, 22 cents per serving. But that's not even the whole story. Balance of Nature will send you free the first month's supply of this product so you can see the benefits. You'll feel the difference. Your immune system will be working so much better, and it's all easy as 1, 2, 3. You pick up the phone, dial 800-246-8751, or you go on to balanceofnature.com. That's what I prefer to do. Use the promo code DJV, and you get the first month free of the Balance of Nature capsules for the betterment of your immune system. Go online to balanceofnature.com, use the code DJV, get the first month free, and all kinds of other special discounts as well, using the code DJV. Enhance your immune system. That's the bottom line, and it's such a concentrated way, intelligent way of doing it, using these capsules. Balanceofnature.com, code DJV.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Going in on group holiday gifts or planning the family ski trip sounds like a great idea, unless you're the one footing the bill. This year, don't let waiting for others to pay you back add to the stress of the holiday season. Consumers are increasingly turning to person-to-person payments to quickly pay each other through their mobile devices. According to a recent Bank of America report, 36% of adults currently use a P2P service, and millennials nearly double that rate at 62%. Earlier this year, Bank of America became one of the first banks to integrate the features of Zelle, a revolutionary new P2P service, into its mobile banking app, making it easier for customers to send, receive, and request money. Michelle Moore, head of digital banking, Bank of America.
With more than 2.5 million monthly Zelle users making more than 5 million transactions, it's clear that the move to cashless shows no signs of slowing. We're pleased to provide a safe and convenient experience for our customers, especially during the rush of the holiday season.
For more information, visit Bank of America's newly redesigned homepage at bankofamerica.com.
All right, so Michael, we have a few seconds left. Are you surprised there hasn't been more discussion about Christmas in the News Talk Radio arena?
Other than the controversy over whether we should say Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays, no, because there's just too much news. And Christmas is always filler when there's no news.
That's an interesting way of looking at it, but you're right.
You know, but I still say, I know I'm taking off now, so I'm going to just say Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Hanukkah, Happy everything. Best
Ramadan.
Of everybody.
Yeah.
Enjoy the weekend.
Happy. 10 before the hour. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's a
about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now, 53 after the hour, as we continue our overview of what's going on in the News Talk Radio business with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's a professor at Bentley University and also a really good, solid author, writing often about scams and things to look out for. He's got a website called Scamicide. I always do Scamicide because it's S-C-A. That's how you spell it, Scamicide.com. Look out, because at Christmas time, Steve, there are tons of these things. Opportunities for last-minute shopping, which end up in shopper's hell, right? Yeah. What are some of the really bad scams going on this time of year?
Well, a lot of them, people are shopping online, and you're looking for that great deal, except that great deal may be a total sham, and that you're going to give you a credit card but get nothing in return. And, you know, one of the things you can do is when you look at a particular website, first of all, you want to make sure that your data is being encrypted. You look at the start of the name and the domain and make sure it says HTTPS. You want to see that S to show it's encrypted. But beyond that, you know, some of the bad counterfeit websites are almost funny. I mean, they definitely were not paying attention in English class, and the grammar is awful. But others are incredibly good. And so to make sure that you're on a good website, what you want to do is take the exact name of that website and then Google it and put in the word scam next to it, see what comes up. But you also, the people at GoDaddy, they have a service called Whois, and you type in the name of the website, and it will show you who actually owns that website. And so when suddenly you think you're on a Walmart website and it turns up to be owned by someone in North Korea, you know, this is not going to work for you.
No, not good at all. All right, let's talk about a couple of things that are of legal. There's a question as to whether I bring this in under the legal umbrella or not. I find it interesting to have seen on social media this week, and I agreed with all the hoopla, the Pope attending and blessing the funeral of Bernard Law, who is one of the great curs of modern times. He is 15 years ago, he got run out of Boston, and the only reason that he got run out, that he survived, in fact, getting out, is because the day the spotlight story on how he had protected all the pedophile priests came out, he had advanced knowledge of it, and he ran to the airport, got on a plane for Rome, and he's been under the protection of the Vatican ever since. And so the optics of the Pope, who I've always thought this Pope was a good leader, a great leader,
yep,
I have no, that's all washed away with me now.
Well, you know, one of the, and this Pope in particular does seem to be someone who goes beyond the pale and great compassion. And maybe, just maybe, it is a matter of forgiveness where he has that. You don't have that. I don't have that in this instance in particular, because being familiar with this case, it was Cardinal Law lied about it, covered up. One particular priest, in particular Father Gagan, there's just written evidence that the Cardinal Law became aware of this priest being a pedophile and just moved him from parish to parish to cover up. It's just appalling. So,
and that guy got sentenced to jail for 30 years in jail, but I don't think he made it 3 months before his life ended. And you kind of figured that was going to happen. But at any rate, I just wanted to get your point of view.
Sad story.
Yep. All right. So, tax reform bill, the legalities of the changes, do we even understand? I've always thought it ought to be illegal not to be able to understand what the tax law says. Who the heck knows what this is? 1,011 pages or something of
course, they haven't even read it. Years ago, there was one that way. A tax law was called the Tax Simplification Act. They brought it in on these two-wheelers. They haven't read it. We're still trying to find out what the loopholes are. It was rushed through too fast. Corporations get permanent changes. The middle class gets changes that and reductions that go away after years. But it's going to take real people time to analyze and find out.
The Amtrak crash, who's going to be suing who on this?
Oh, my God. You got regulations that were in place that weren't adhered to. There's going to be some liability on Amtrak. It's going to be really, really big as far as the government being responsible on this one.
Well, we had a few seconds. Mueller resigning or getting fired. Lots of hoopla about that. That seems to be much to do about nothing, right?
At this point. Ain't going to happen.
Yeah, no, it isn't going to happen at all. All right, good. Happy New Year. Well, I'll talk to you before the New Year. Stephen J.J. Wiseman on the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 59
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.